This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. 2 years ago, Front Row got word about an art residency in Seremban, on the fringes of the greater Klang Valley. From each of the three-month residency, humbly named the Seremban Art Residency Program, a pair of young artists work together and produce pieces which are then exhibited. Coming up this week is pair number five that will be featuring its work at the Balai Seni Visual Negara at Creative Space. And with me are the pair, Tajrin Faruqi and Ahmad Rais, together with Rudy Hakimi, the art residency mentor. Welcome.
Yeah, hello. Thank you very much.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
Most of us don't know who you are. Let's start with this mentor.
Hi, Sunain. Yeah. Thank you, BFM, for inviting us here. It's really good to be here. My name is Rudy Hakimi. I'm currently attached to College Mara, Seremban, as the visual arts teacher for the International Baccalaureate Diploma Program.
The students, they have to learn how to paint and draw?
Yes, yeah.
Every one of them?
Not all. Those who are furthering their studies in arts and architecture will be taking my subjects as one of the requirements for the university application.
When you say arts, are you talking specifically about visual arts or basically all arts education?
No,
English major?
No, the subject that I teach is specifically on visual arts. Of course, the IB offers other arts such as performing, music as well, but not in the Seremban school. In other school, yes.
So you teach there and you have been invited to be the mentor in this residency program.
Yeah, it started unintentionally actually. During my stay in Seremban, I just tried to find some programs that can benefit my students there. So we heard about Sembilan at that time, Sembilan Art Residency. And I'm one of my students actually is a friend of the artist in residence during that time. It's the second residency. So she introduced me to Ajim. He's been here, Ajim, right?
Yes, yeah. Quite a few times.
So then I met Ajim at Publica during that time. So we had quite a conversation there. We talk a lot, and then we decided that, hey, let's do something in Seremban. Let's have some activities with Sembilan and my students. So we did a kind of art talk with the first and the second season artists, and that's where I meet James, the founder of Sembilan. So starting from there, we meet a lot, where we do some activities together, and James actually surprised me when he approached that and saying that, hey, we wanted to Sembilan to have a mentor, so we thought that you'd be interested in doing that. I say, yes, why not? It's kind of interesting because we haven't heard of any residency who has a mentor before. So it's kind of new, the approach, the idea of that. So we
more
kind of
so
jump into it. And
more so a residency in Seremban, right?
There's no other residency in Seremban, actually. So being able to have an art residency in Seremban, it's a bless, actually, for us, for the students, for those who are interested in arts, for the Seremban city itself.
So since then, you've been taking your students to where they do the exhibition, and also as the artists are working there, you got your students to interact with them.
Yeah, we took them to the artist's exhibition. We invite the artists to our studio and have a talk and give a presentation to the students, get to know their arts. And we went to the artist studio and have a discussion there, which is totally something wonderful for the student. They be able to see the arts, the process before the exhibition, how the artist is developing the ideas and the skills that develop. So it's really good for students to actually be able to witness that.
And to see whether the artists are very clean artists or dirty artists with paint everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's talk to these young artists, starting with Ahmad. Ahmad, you're from KL.
I'm from KL.
Where did you get your art training?
First of all, I would like to say thank you to BFM. And it's such a blessing for being here. Talking about how my arts begin.
Where did you get your education in art?
It started when I pursued my studies in UITM. First at Diploma in Fine Art at Alu Gajah, UITM Lendu. Then I pursued my study to at UITM Perak in Fine Art also. then that's my art begin.
When you were in secondary school, I guess you went to some SMK, right?
Okay.
Did you do a lot of art when you were there?
Yeah.
You paint? Did you draw?
Yeah.
What, you know, what attracted you into painting, into drawing?
Okay, I'm in love with this career since I was 6 years old, actually. It was begin since I was interested in copying the cartoon's character when I bought the magazines, you know.
Comics.
Our local magazine, our comics, you know. Then I started to draw and my dad said, hey, you like to draw? Okay, I buy you some sketchbook or pen. Then he bought me, then he encouraged me to like to draw and I just keep on
drawing,
doing it.
Yeah.
And then I think it's a part of my life. So I just doing the art.
So your encouragement came from your father. When you were in school, did some teacher also help you along and say, hey, you know, Ahmad, I think you have the skill.
Yeah, since I was 6 years old, my teacher said that, this is your drawing, right? Yeah, I'm drawing the duck. And then, this is very beautiful. So at that point, I just realized that, oh, I'm good at it. So I just keep on doing it.
Yeah. The encouragement was helpful.
Yeah, it's very encouraging.
Now we turn to you, Tajreen. First, I know based on the press release that you studied law. So law and art. I mean, law, yes, visual, but visual as far as words are concerned. But now you're going to something that would require to put things on canvas, not just on paper. What led you there?
I love the idea of abstract itself, you know. The painting or the artwork contain heavy message, you know. It's hard to understand. It's hard to read.
Law is just as hard.
So it seems.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Both kind of twos. Yeah.
Therefore, I like the idea to put things around, you know. To put the spirit of, or a joy of making art. The process of art may be something that tiring or something just like law itself.
When did you start painting?
Painting, I started drawing since I was 5, since I was little.
You both started quite young.
Actually started because of my elder brother. He always pushed me around. He loved to draw. He loved to join in competitions, you know.
Art competitions.
Yeah, art in competition. Therefore, if he win, he got the prize, you know. So one of the prize that I remember is bicycle.
So you were motivated by the prize you won?
Yes, a bit. Because it was something that gave me a sort of motivation, you know. You know, when we were kids, something like bicycle, it's mean so important, you know.
Of course.
it's like car for adult, right? So my brother gave his bicycle to me after he won another competition. So I think, why not I do it by myself, you know? You know, I draw
one
too.
Would assume that a law degree would allow you to buy many bicycles at the class. Why choose a career as an artist when the income is so indefinite and also may not be very much?
Actually, law, it was a family business, I guess.
Oh, you come from a family of lawyers.
My dad is. Ah. My dad have a law firm, you know. But before he became a lawyer, he actually a teacher, an English teacher, plus PJK teacher, you know. And he turns to be a lawyer, around 40 years old, I think. So it's quite late, but it's quite a motivation for me, you know, to change things around.
Before I ask Rudy to describe you guys as artists at the start of the residency, I want you to take a step back and think about at the start of the residency, which was back in August. And the residency is normally only about 3 months, but I understand you guys have stayed on a bit longer. So, Ahmad, what kind of artist did you think of yourself as? Like, what were your styles? What were your strengths? And what medium were you most comfortable with?
Okay, when we talk about the strength, since I went to pursue my study, I have discovered my strength or any kind of style that I have bring. Actually, I used to paint realism works, and maybe a figure, human figure, and since I started in the residency.
Before the residency, I want to hear before the residency. Okay. How would you describe?
Actually, I'm always doing the figurative study, the planes of the structure of all the technicality of painting. And actually, I like the classical painting, the classical drawing. So I study about it, and I paint, and I just sketch how can I do like them. So
you didn't go get a cadaver, cut open the body, and then see how the muscles are formed. You didn't do that, did you? My understanding is that in Malaysia, figurative drawing at one time was even kind of banned. Like UITM stepped away from figurative drawing. So what you are pursuing is something that is now coming back into style or what?
Well, actually, figurative, it is like a new thing for me. Because I really wanted to draw a human figure since I was a kid. Because I really curious, how can they draw a figurative? Then it makes me interested to draw. So for me, figurative have started about 3 years ago. It started grew in Malaysia art scene. That's why I kept drawing that.
I cannot remember who I talked to. I think it was just this week, and it's only Tuesday, Monday. The person said that drawing the human body is very difficult, but it's the most beautiful thing to draw, to paint, or to recreate.
Yeah, that's why I always curious to draw it. And I think it is a difficult, and that's the challenge for me to take and to do it for something, because I never done that. So I just keep trying to do it.
Tajrin, how would you describe yourself as an artist before the residency?
Before the residency, you know. Actually, I am a DIY person, you know. I'm constantly making art stuff like Xenozine, posters, T-shirt, postcard, you know. And I sell it.
The bicycle really had made an impact on you, huh? That art must somehow win prizes or make money.
The reward.
A bit, a bit.
Therefore, so you're a very commercial artist.
I was so patient into delivering my artwork or message in form of artwork, you know, because I believe it's the best medium to communicate, to even educate, you know. It's mix of visuals, you know. It's creative things, you know.
I'm going to turn to Rudy now. Rudy, how would you describe this young man as artist at the start of the residency back in August?
Yeah, I think before August, when we received their application, we are actually very interested in Tajrin, because during that time he's already quite established, has his own followers on social medias. He's been doing exhibitions. The most interesting thing about him is that he doesn't have any formal art background. So when we look at his work, what he's been doing, so we thought that this boy has a very good idea. He has a very good way of thinking. He knows what he wanted to say. He's even a poet. He published his own books about poetry. So he's already accomplished in some things, but in terms of arts and fine arts, so he still has to find his ways around. We thought that he'd be excellent. He'll be a very good, even though without the formal art backgrounds, he'll be really, really great to have him in the residency.
Since he's without formal training, how would you describe his technical skills?
Yeah, during the earlier part of the residency, we could see that his skills or his grab of media or of the medium that he used or the skill that he practiced is a bit lacking there. So we thought that by having him in the residency, it might help him develop in that particular area. So you want that. But nevertheless, the style that he bring with him is actually quite distinctive.
Quite sophisticated?
Yeah, quite sophisticated. And a lot of famous artists actually presenting their ideas with that particular style. We're talking about Twombly or Basquiat. There's a lot of very famous artists who started a movement of particularly the kind of art that brings what once was considered high arts towards a more public level where the public can accept that, oh, this is not too sophisticated. This is what we can relate as a layman or a normal people, or a normal society can relate to. We are very excited when we receive the application from Tajrin. And when we receive the application from Rais, we're having a bit of doubt. Some of the founder actually was thinking about this guy is a very accomplished
technical skills, highly technical.
The skill that he has, he's already accomplished what we call a realism figurative painter. So his skills are very good. All his work are very good, but it's all very controlled. It's not. We understand he's still young.
Not like Tajrin.
No, yeah, like Tajrin. Tajrin is very independent. He's an independent music band. He play music. So he's a lot.
Bicycle drives him.
he has a lot of exposure. But in terms of Rais, he's just graduated. So we can see that the skills are there, but the idea hasn't yet developed. He doesn't yet have his own identity as an artist. So it's
I understand. Ahmad is only 24 years old. I don't know how old you are, but you still look very young to
30.
Me. Yeah.
I'm 30.
Yeah,
30. Okay, maybe that's part of the mix. That, you know, slightly more mature and having seen the world. And I heard you just recently got married.
Yeah, yes.
See?
During the residency. That's why they took.
That's the difference. I'm speaking with the mentor of the Sembilan Art Residency Program, Rudy Hakimi, who also happens to be the instructor at College Mara Seremban, and the two artists, Tajrin Farooqi and Ahmad Rais, who are the participants of the most recent Sembilan Art Residency Program. Coming up, we'll find out what they produce, how they produce them, and why, and of course, what kind of mentoring they received from Rudy. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with three who are deeply involved in the fifth residency of the Sembilan Art Residency Program. Two of them, Tajrin Farooqi and Ahmad Rais, they are the artists. And we have also Rudy Hakimi, who is the mentor. They were all in this program, staying at this place in a boutique hotel in Seremban, downtown Seremban. Lovely, lovely place. We've stayed there before. You know. Rudy, this exhibition is called Work and Play. Does that mean that when they started the residency, you gave them the theme to play with?
Actually, when we decided to have a mentor, there's some sort of concern in our part that would I
influence them
too much? Yeah, it would not be a good thing for the artist if there's somebody else influencing them. So I tried to stay away as much as possible from the ideas. I'm just trying to point direction. Even the team, the work play team, was totally developed by the artists themselves, not from our part. So mainly when I'm there, at the initial part, first of all, to climatize them to Seremban. Where to eat, where to go, where do you want.
it's non-artistic
matter. It's trying to make themselves comfortable so that hopefully by being comfortable, they can produce a lot of ideas and works there. And then as the program move on, they develop some ideas. So based on that ideas, so we have a lot of discussion in the studios. I just give them inputs on where do we want to look if you want to explore this kind of arts, if you are doing this kind of subject or you are approaching your style like this, which direction you should look into, which book you should reach, which artist you should study, which artist you should visit. So we try to give them that kind of direction.
So which artist did you guys visit?
Fawzul Yusri.
His studio, and you talked to him also?
Yeah, a little, because I arrived late because during that day, I've got dengue, you know.
Oh.
Shut down with dengue.
During that day, I need to get blood tests.
So in public hospital, you know, need to queue up. So yeah.
Yeah, we asked about a lot of about the style.
Style, techniques.
About the technique of the artist and how he survived and all that kind of questions.
In terms of techniques, who is closer, you or Ahmad? Are you closer to the artist that you talk to?
I guess me.
Yeah, I think when we look at Fauzul, usually works the neo pop primitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very much has
the abstract.
The Tajrin has a lot of signature.
I love the
signature in it.
The idea of the abstracts.
Yes, it's good because Tajrin never have a formal education, as we mentioned before. So when he met Fauzul, so he can look how an actual artist with a very, very strong background in art education and all works on that kind of style. Mm-hmm. How he works in media, how he develops his work, how he lay down the texture of the arts, how he presented his work, the colors that he applied there. So it's really
a lot
good
of technical.
Yes, a lot of technicals. Yeah. And because the ideas are different, but in terms of how he wanted to present the ideas, the styles, there's some similarities between Tajrin and, of course, Fauzul is already an established artist with a lot of solo shows in Southeast Asia even. So it's very well known.
Who did you recommend for Ahmad, who is kind of closer to Ahmad's style, to get him there?
I didn't recommend anything. When we talk about Ahmad Rais' work, I try to ask him first, who the artist that you yourself love to look
influenced
at. So by identifying which artist that might influence him, so we try to go from there. There's one particular artist, a UK artist called Connor Harrington, which actually outsell Banksy last year.
Yeah.
So he's huge in the UK, which is not very well known here, but I think most of the art students know him. Okay. So we look into Connor Harrington's works and discuss how you can learn from Harrington, how this style, his style of street art, how the street art approach of Harrington is being brought into galleries, and he's selling a lot of them. So we're trying to discuss how Ahmad Rais's, the figurative is there, the skills on figurative is there, but the freedom of expression is not yet there. He's very controlled. He's very, during the early phase,
you can tell, look how he sits down. His arms are folded even.
So during the early part of the residency, he's still very afraid to go beyond what he's already good at. We want him to go beyond that because he can do it.
Yeah. I used to tell Rais to go nude, man.
Go nude. I'm not sure without a shirt.
You know, let it go, you know.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it all hang out.
Yeah.
I'm not there during the session, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've learned much from Tajrin and Abarudi. I have learned about how they portray their idea, how they can express their inner feeling into the two-dimensional surface. So,
what exactly did they say or do that triggered this, okay, this is what I need to do to let things come out of me, to flow out more readily, more loosely, as opposed to being, you know, held tightly?
Actually, from our discussion, they gave me a lot of the motivational words for me. They said that you have to express your feeling. So I have expressed my feelings, but I'm lack of doing the loose technique maybe. So I think about at the end of the, maybe the end of the residency, I try to maybe splash it. I try to explore it. I can. So at that point, I think, oh, I can do it. So my words getting just like loose and technique is there, but I'm making more through my heart. Yeah.
Actually, we have a painting of yours right in the studio.
Yeah.
It's black and white.
Yeah, it's black and white.
How would you describe it?
I can say that this work is entitled Thread. There's a four of these pieces. I have a four pieces, and this is one of them. It's actually about the SWOT analysis. Have you heard it?
Yes.
It's actually about the strength, our weakness, our opportunity, and the threat. So this is the threat one. It's actually a concept of Mario. Have you played Mario?
Super Mario.
Super Mario. Okay. Yeah, okay. The concept of Mario, well, my words actually is about life. And I just portray into the that kind of image. I just want
to... Maybe I can describe to the listeners out there. Right at the bottom of the frame, it's in a portrait.
Yeah.
You have like a box at the bottom. A box or a building, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But then...
It's a planter box.
The plant.
But out of that, a big head. Yeah. Now that you've said a planter box, the first thing now that's come to my head is Feed Me Seymour from... Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
This kind of, but this looks more like a fish than the head of a fish than a plant.
It's a character in the game.
It's a cartoon character in that
Very sharp teeth.
Yeah.
But it's still quite abstract compared to the stuff that I've seen you've done for this exhibition, where I can see a face, I can see hands, I can see a realistic picture.
Yeah. That's why actually it is represent the threat itself. When we play the game Mario, when we stand on that box, we never realize that there are threats down there.
Yeah,
beneath there. So it's like portraying the threats that we never realize. Yeah.
That dreams, it looks like you did tell him to go naked and you went naked and that's what came out of it.
Mr. Rudy,
we are not here.
Missing the best part.
Let's talk about a work that you did to show that, you know, you have also changed.
You know, I would love to say thank you to Mr. Rudy first. You know, he guides me a lot. He makes me understand more, you know, in terms of skills, in terms of studying the artist itself, you know. So...
You have a work here too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Can you describe it?
This work title is entitled...
Also black and white.
Actually, most of my work is black and white.
Because, monochromatic.
Yes, I want to represent my background.
I'm not sure what that means. Why is your background black and white?
My education background is law and commerce. So I want to bring and put a message through my painting. Actually, all of my painting contain critical issues or issues regarding legal and economics, you know. So
I'm still not quite seeing the black and white, how that the professions that you are criticizing somehow is manifested through a monochromatic depiction in your works.
It's
maybe the boringness of... Yeah, I don't know.
It's actually a color of law itself, you know, black and white.
It's either this or that.
Yes,
there are no gray areas.
It's X and Y, you know. Yeah, it's yes or no. It's good or evil, you know.
I would think it's more like computer science.
because generally my artwork is regarding life, you know. Life is to think, to enjoy, you know, to taste good and bad, you know. To learn to arbitrate.
Can you describe this work? Because now I see faces. You have many frames of faces and they are scattered in this landscape frame.
Yes.
And again, you're black and white, but actually faces are actually rises.
Okay.
Area, right? So I guess that's the influence of his presenting you figurative drawings. So you're doing some figurative drawings. How are his figurative drawings, Rudy?
I think Tajrin's figurative drawings is... We cannot approach it in terms of how Ra'is' figuratives are. He has his own distinct style. He developed a very cartoonish-like characters. It was developed based on his previous... Because he produced a lot of Zine, a lot of comics, independent comics also. So part of that ideas is he bring that into the works that he do during during the residency. And in certain artworks there, even though the figurative level are not as good as Ra'is, but the style is there. Yeah, you might say that it was influenced a little. They both influence each other. If you watch Ra'is pieces there, the threads, the freedom of expression, the color splash, the painterly splash there is very much influenced by Tajrin. And this, the Ra'is piece was done almost at the end of the residency. This is way beyond his actual style. So at this particular moment, he's really digging deep into himself, trying to bring another side of his style out.
Let's go then to this collaborative piece, which is, I assume, I don't know who painted whom. This is a painting of both of them, again here, black and white.
Yes.
Two of them, Reyes and Tajrin, facing each other, right? Okay. Who painted whom? Did you paint yourself or did you paint each other?
Okay, the dominant image is ourselves, and I paint
the figures.
Both of them. And the title is Superman versus Joker.
I can tell who's going to be Superman already. If you say you did the figurative drawing, I can see that. Yeah. What's your contribution, Tajrin?
My contribution is to complete the painting. So.
What does that mean?
The background, maybe.
I do a background. I do lines. I play with the colors of black and stuff. You know, I put the emotions and energy in towards the painting. Before this, it just
like a photograph.
A flat figurative thing, you know.
Yeah.
The painting was developed based on the team work play. It was first developed.
I can see who is playing, who is working.
He's playing. But
interestingly, as we ponder further on the paintings, it seems that even though Rice was supposed to be the one who represent the work, and Tajrin was supposed to be the one who represent the play, because that's where the Superman and the Joker comes into the frame. But as Tajrin works on it, it becomes less play and much more
work.
It becomes more mysterious. It has more messages into the works. Now, instead of play, it becomes the other way around.
Tajrin, it's threatening.
Yes.
In some ways, it's threatening.
It shows some disturbing elements there, some hidden message. So, in a way, Tajrin's touch into the painting has made the works more serious. And now, because Raiz paints the figure in such a way, it's become more playful. Yeah. So, in a way, it becomes each other again. Yeah. At first, we thought that, Raiz should be with the work. It's too serious. The figure is fully formal and all.
If this work is supposed to be a manifestation of your relationship.
Okay, the character itself.
Yeah, when I look at it, you know, look like Raiz, you're looking
no
at...
No comment.
Raiz, you're looking at Tajrin and seeing, like, you know, you got fire in your eyes. And this guy here is, like, joking. Yeah. But there is also that, I know something you don't know.
It depends on the audience.
Yeah, it depends on the audience.
Every audience have their own perspective. So that's
why. Well, I tell you, we could talk on, because I really have enjoyed talking to the both of you. Yeah. And I wish you all the best. And I hope
we'll see you this
Saturday at the exhibition.
Yeah. We're having an exhibition in Balai. So we'd like to thank Balai Seni a lot, because we are very humble and honored to have Balai to agree to have the exhibition there. So yes, thank you very much, National Art Gallery.
Yeah.
You guys good friends now?
A little.
Well, if artists with different styles and techniques can come together and create something beautiful, it gives us all this hope, perhaps, that we can all, regardless of our race, religion, whatever our background, we can work together. Work and Play is an exhibition organized and produced by the Sembilan Art Residency Program. And this is its fifth exhibition. This residency was held at the Hotel San Lun Yik in Seremban. Yeah. And the exhibition will be held at the Balai Seni Visual Negara in the National Gallery's Creative Space. The exhibition starts this Saturday, March 11th at 3 p.m. and will run through Sunday, April 16th. This is Front Row and the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.